Hey guys, Captain Lance Valentine here. Welcome to the Teaching Fishing Classroom. We are talking about sonar today, how to get some basic things set up so you can catch more fish on the water by spending more time fishing where there's catchable fish. Grab your notebook, take a seat. Class is ready to start. Don't be late. Well, hey guys, we're ready to go with study session one of our sonar module. So let's start. I've got a really cool way of doing this. We're able to show you on the screen through my iPad. I hooked it to my Lowrance unit here. I'm able to kind of do some neat things. So I just want to kind of show you some things that I do to kind of help you get more out of your sonar and kind of read your sonar a little better. So the first thing that I do is I always run split screen zoom. And I do that because I want the best detail of exactly where the fish are in the water column, but I also want the ability to see from zero all the way to the bottom. So if fish come through in the water column at a different position than the fish I'm looking at are, I can also see those. So let me show you real quick. I just go into my menu real fast. I go into my view. And basically what I do is you'll see here, I've got an option here where it says split. I'm just gonna go ahead and just say, hit that, and I'm gonna go into where it says zoom. What that's gonna do is that's gonna set up two different pages for me. On the left side is my zoom, and on the right side is my non-zoom. So I'm gonna go ahead and zoom out, so both are exactly the same. And you'll see that as I zoom in, so I'm gonna go ahead and hit zoom in a couple times. You'll see that as I zoom in, the area on the left side of my screen gets smaller. So I'm getting a lot better detail, not being able to see if those fish are between, not say fish between 17 and 20, but man, there's fish at 18. That's important a lot of times. Zoom helps you find fish if you're gonna fish the river, or maybe you're fishing for perch that are close to the bottom. Zoom helps you bring those fish off the bottom and really get good detail. But I don't wanna miss the whole water column and not be able to see fish that come in higher. So you see my zoom on the left, I'm zoomed in. You can see the whole water column here on the right, but also notice these two bars right here. So this is the top and the bottom end of my zoom. So this little box right here is actually what I'm looking at on my zoom part of my screen, and that shows me where I am. So if I wanna zoom in a little bit further and get a little more detail, I simply hit the zoom in button. You'll see that bar shrinks and I'm looking at less. If I go ahead and zoom out, you'll notice that I get to see more and those boxes widen. So those two lines are actually where your zoom screen is. That's the part of the water column you're looking at over on the left. Split screen zoom, zooming in and zooming out is something that I use quite a bit. Now let's talk a little bit about how big of an area we're actually looking at. So down here in the lower left-hand corner, you see we have 3X. I'm gonna back out here because I really want you to understand how important zoom is. So I'm gonna zoom out. So here we've got no zoom. And as I hit the button one time, we go to 2X. I hit it again, we go to 3X. I hit it again, we go to 4X, and we go to 5X, and we go on and on and on, okay? What that number is basically what you need to do is take your total depth range, so 0 to 40, and divide it by that number. So in 5X, I'm 0 to 40 on the range. At 5X, I'm looking at 8 feet. So I've got an 8-foot range. If I go ahead and zoom back out a little bit, and I go to 3X, I'm basically looking at 40 divided by 3, about 13 feet. 2X would give me a 20-foot zoom. So by using that number down here and dividing that into the actual full screen, I can get a smaller and smaller and smaller box and really get dialed in. So I may go 40 feet of water, I may go into 8X zoom, which is only 5 feet, and now I'm really looking at the bottom of the water column where I can see perch, I can see fish close, walleyes close to the bottom in heavy current, I can see bass in cover on the bottom. So using that zoom and getting dialed in is one of the key features to understanding how your sonar actually works. Make sure you're looking at split screen zoom, understand that those lines tell you where your box is, move that box where you need to move it, you're gonna catch a lot more fish by being dialed in to where you need to be, okay? Next thing I wanna talk about is I want to go back and I want to talk about color palettes. And color palette, let me go here, let me get pages, let's go to full screen sonar, let's go to view, and then let's take zoom, let's go no split. So now we've got a complete screen. So one of the things I want to talk to you about is color palette. And that's my options here. You'll notice that I have a palette that has black, blue, red, and yellow. That's my favorite palette. In Lowrance, that's palette number one. And what that does is that lets me see fish. The game fish I want to catch are going to be yellow. We talk about that in our sonar interpretation DVD. setting your color line sensitivity. So game fish are actually yellow. So now when you see yellow on the screen, you know that that may be a fish that you want to catch. When you're going high speed, your screen's going to be, it's going to have a lot of dirt on it, a lot of crud. It's going to be black or blue. It's very easy to see that yellow mark through the noise that you're going to get when you travel at high speeds. So I like to run pallet number one. I'm not a big fan of the other pallets. One of the pallets I know a lot of guys run is pallet number 13. That will give you kind of brown on the bottom and add a little more green. I'm not a big fan of that pallet. If I was going to use any other pallet, that would probably be it. But I'm a big believer in pallet number one. We want our screen to be a white background and be able to see big fish is yellow. If you have a Hummingbird unit, this is available on the Garmin, it's available on Raymarine. If you have a Hummingbird unit, it'll be called white background. You want to make sure that you set your unit to that so you've got the right color palette. You always want the biggest fish, the largest marks, to be yellow. That's pretty important. Okay, another thing that I'll do quite a bit is I'll play with the frequency. Now, traditionally, your regular sonar transducer is going to come two frequencies, usually 200 kilohertz and 83 kilohertz. Understand that the higher the kilohertz are, the smaller the area, but the better detail. So we may use 200 to really dial in and maybe look at fish close to the bottom or look inside structure. We may use 83 kilohertz if we're open water trolling to kind of see a little bit wider area. Sometimes it's cool to see both. And I tell guys, hey, if you want to learn the difference between the frequencies, be it 83 and 200, the best thing to do is to actually go into your sonar unit. And what you can do is you can go into your sonar setup here. So we're going to go to pages. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a page that is sonar plus sonar. What that's going to do is that's going to give us 200 kilohertz on the left side and 83 kilohertz on the right. So now we can start to see the same exact picture in two different frequencies. So now what we can do is maybe we're getting a little better detail, maybe we're getting a little wider swath, whatever the case may be. But this is how I learned what I liked the best. As I went through and I would run a lot of times with both of those next to each other. Now you'll notice we're getting a little bit better arching on our 83 because it's a wider angle. We talk about how arches are made on our HD, on our sonar interpretation DVD. It's basically a distance traveled thing. The further the fish goes through the cone, the better chance he has of making an arch. The wider that cone is, the better chance he has not necessarily of going through the arch, but changing his distance enough to show up as an arch. Again, we cover that in detail in our DVD. But you notice you're getting a little bit better, a little tighter arching on the 83 than you are 200. So that's why I like it in open water. I'm trolling, I may set up at 83 to kind of see away from the boat, see a little bit better arches. But when I really want to dial in on something, I run my 200 kilohertz. But the next time you're on the water, guys, run these side by side. Run a sonar page, and you can actually start to see the difference between 200 and 83 and see if you really like it. The other thing you can do, so I'm going to go over here to the 200 page. I'm going to go in, I'm going to make that frequency medium chirp. So now we're doing the same thing. Now we're comparing 83 kilohertz on one side to medium chirp on the other. Now, real quick definition of what chirp does. So what chirp does, a couple things. First of all, it does is it cleans up your screen a little bit, gives you better target resolution, gets rid of some of the noise that you're going to see. So it gives you a little bit cleaner screen. The biggest thing is it makes it easier to see targets that are close together as separate targets. So on traditional 83 or 200, we're running one frequency down. It's picking up everything inside that cone and sending back one return that says there's a bunch of stuff. What chirp does, basically in a nutshell, is it runs down multiple frequencies at the same time. Each ping is multiple frequencies. If each one of those frequencies hits a different unit, it's going to come back and give you that many targets. So a better target separation, better at cleaning up your screen and less clutter. I personally don't like chirp running fast. I will run a lot of high chirp, medium chirp when I'm fishing. So you may see me when I'm fishing, I have 83 kilohertz on one screen and medium chirp or high chirp on the other to get the advantages of chirp, but also get the wide coverage of 83 kilohertz. So a lot of different things to play with. I would tell you, we're not really talking interpretation in this study session. That's more, you really need to get the hardcore of that on the DVD, but some useful things here. understand how each one of those frequencies looks different and how it gives you a different reading, you're going to use your sonar to a lot more advantage if you understand what you really actually are looking at. So understand that. Multiple frequencies, so you're looking at 283, and then maybe switch and use chirp on one of those so you can kind of see the difference. And I would tell you, next time you're out fishing, change those. Look at two frequencies, change them, and kind of see the difference between the frequencies you're going to learn, the frequencies that you like under certain fishing conditions. You're going to get dialed in. You're going to be able to interpret your sonar better. All right? Another thing that I like to do, especially on the river, is I'm a big believer in finding what I call bottom composition changes, from hard bottom to soft bottom. And the way I do that is this. The harder the bottom is, the more yellow you're going to see, and the thicker the yellow is going to be on your screen. So this is kind of a hard thing to say because it's really not the bottom. But here is a harder bottom. This would be a softer bottom. So as we look at the bottom coming up, it's actually coming up on the screen here on the right. We'll be able to see it. Let's actually go full screen sonar, make it a little easier to go. So I'm going to go to my pages. I'm just going to go to one sonar page. So you'll see here that as I start to get the bottom coming up, it's all red. And at some point, we'll start to get a lot more yellow in that bottom, and that's the hard bottom area. So the more yellow and the thicker the yellow, the harder the bottom is. When I'm fishing on a body of water that I don't know, two things I like to find out is how deep is the weed edge stop and how deep, and there you can see the yellow coming in, right? So here we're red, 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 yellow. This is harder bottom and softer bottom on both sides. So that's a hard bottom spot. Could be a rock pile, could be gravel, could be anything. But we want to fish these transitions where the hard bottom and soft bottom kind of meet. That's key. One of the key features I look for when I'm fishing a river, fish will sit on those transitions. And again, if I'm fishing a body of water that I don't know very well, I'm going to look for where the bottom transition is. It's usually the same depth in the same general area. And I'm going to look for how deep the weed stop by using my sonar, regular sonar and side scan. Those two things give me a good idea of where fish are actually going to be located. Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about some basic setup. It's important that you understand that you need to set your scroll speed a little bit faster. That adjusts. So if I take my scroll speed and I turn it up, that adjusts how fast my screen goes across. You don't want it to go too fast because stuff does go off faster the screen, but I do like it about 2 or 3x. That takes these marks and actually stretches them out a little bit. Makes it a little easier to see marks, especially at high speed. And then the other thing I like to do is I like to go and I like to take my ping speed. And I like to change my ping speed. Default is usually at maximum. I like to change it back down to about 17 or 18. Those two little tweaks will definitely help you catch more fish and get more use out of your sonar. Okay? Remember, don't worry about seeing fish arches, because the way sonar works, and again, we cover this in detail on our DVD, the way sonar works, you're not necessarily going to see fish arches. Sometimes a short line like this, or a completely horizontal line, is actually a bigger fish than a fish that actually makes an arch. So take some time to check out the DVD to understand exactly how that works. Okay, let's spend a little more time inside our sonar menu and talk about some things. So again, you know, and every unit has, we're using Lowrance, but every major manufacturer has that. Another thing you can do on your view is what's called the amplitude scope. And some units allow this to be turned on and off, some keep it on. Now this is a pretty cool tool, and I'm gonna give my friend Duncan Wooster a little bit of credit here. This drives me crazy going up and down. This is called the amplitude scope. Drives me nuts when I'm on the water. But I'll tell you where it's an awesome tool. When you're running across the lake at 40, 50 miles an hour, you're trying to read your regular sonar, it gets kind of hard. This amplitude scope will actually show you, and you'll see some fish coming through here. You'll actually see a yellow line when you actually get a big fish coming through. It gives you an instantaneous signal, and it makes it easier to see than it is sometimes seeing it on your actual picture when you're running fast. So I don't use my amplitude scope all the time. I'll tell you, I'm guilty of that. I do turn it off when I'm fishing because it drives me crazy seeing it go up and down. But because of my good friend Duncan Wooster, I do turn it on before I run across the lake and look for fish, because it definitely does make a difference. So if you have a unit that has the amplitude scope, make sure you're using it when you are running wide open. It'll definitely help you, all right? So use that zoom, split screen zoom. set your palette right so your big fish are yellow. Use multiple frequencies, guys. Next time you're on the water, use multiple frequencies to see which one is going to be better. There's times that 200 is better than 83. There's times that high chirp is better than 200. Use multiple frequencies next time you're on the water. Understand how it actually works and what you're actually seeing, and you're going to get a lot better view. Use chirp sonar if you're in a lot of dirt. Maybe the water's kind of cluttery, a lot of bug hatches, a lot of noise. Chirp will get rid of that. Chirp will help you see fish close to the bottom and separate those. Chirp will help you look inside an object and see if it's a game fish or actually a bunch of bait fish. Chirp sonar will actually help you do that, the high and the medium. Pay attention to bottom hardness. I've actually caught fish, and we talk about these transitions real fast. I've actually caught fish, guys, in 40 feet of water, 15 feet down, right over top of a bottom transition. It's great for bass fishing. It's definitely great for river fishing. It makes a difference in open water fishing. So finding these transitions is a big, big, big deal. And you can do it fairly quickly with your sonar, okay? So dial in, get dialed in here. Use your sonar, get it set up to maximum performance, and away you go, all right? Guys, again, I know that was kind of quick, a little overview of some things that I do on my sonar. You know, to go into how sonar actually works, and interpretation just isn't perfect for this kind of study session. So we laid out the sonar interpretation DVD. That talks about how sonar works, how to tell bait fish from game fish, big fish versus small fish, how to read at high speeds, all those things you need to do. Again, this study session one was just a quick overview of some things that I do to make sonar better. Stay tuned for study session number two. We're going to talk about side scan and down scan and kind of show you some little tips and tricks you can do to get better readings on that. Check out the sonar interpretation DVD. And the last week of this month in the module, we'll have the live stream question and answer. So you can ask us about your sonar and we can get you dialed in. Guys, thanks for your time today. Appreciate you joining us in the Teaching Fishing Classroom. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Hey guys, that was just a quick overview of some things you can do with two-dimensional sonar. If you want all the details, check out our sonar interpretation DVD available at teachingfishing.com.